Welcome in. Time for thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. Remember, we're not doing them on Mondays. Big Al's got to have at least one day off, but we are doing them Tuesdays, and then from Tuesdays through probably Sundays. Having said that, Jimmy, you're pretty interested in what's going on right now. There's not a lot of happiness out there. What do you want to start talking about first?
Well, there's so many things right now that just are driving people insane. The continued, you know, the lockdowns, the policies, the federal mandates on employment, the fines to big corporations if their people aren't vaccinated. All these things are just really frustrating people. But what bothers me more than anything else, and what people really need to take a look at, is Merrick Garland and the Attorney General with using the Department of Justice as a tool for politically silencing political speech. What we have seen in the last few days is absolutely stunning to me. The Attorney General sent a letter to the FBI asking them to coordinate with local and community law enforcement in order to identify parents that are angry at school board meetings because of critical race theory policy, because of lockdowns and mask policy, and to look at them through the Patriot Act type of domestic terrorism lens and stop the threats. Basically silencing the most local political speech in our communities, and something that people are absolutely just furious about, this continued progressive expansion to control our students and our future and with no justification. And now we've got the Department of Justice using law enforcement in order to intimidate and silence voices.
Well, I'm pretty scared is all I can say. There's nothing else I can say other than that right now. I had some lengthy conversations over the past couple of days with some liberal friends of mine. And let me tell you, they are not any more content right now than I am. And I'm certainly not necessarily a liberal, as you guys know. The only people who I'm finding right now who don't seem to be particularly worried are the people in the age group of, I would have to say, probably 25 to 40. Maybe even only 25 to late 30s, 39 or thereabouts. Everybody else is incredibly angry right now, and they are incredibly worried about the future of the country. And I have to say, rather than just complain about it, we really need to come up with some attitude-changing techniques, because America is not a friendly place right now, Jimmy.
Yeah, when people use law enforcement to intimidate you, to silence you, when there's a very small group of progressive ideologues controlling our nation and sacrificing American citizens and, of course, our laws, when the inflation is going out of control, when public policy is to spend $3.5 trillion to ask for a budget that says that, oh, it's not going to cost you anything. I mean, these are out and out lies, and most people are beginning to see it. And of course, they're incredibly frustrated with this administration, with that pressure. You know, I mean, we went through this entire summer last year of massive riots, burning and looting. And of course, everyone just forgets it. At least the leadership right now forgets it. You know, Kristen Sinema in Arizona goes into the bathroom, teaching at ASU, Arizona State University. She goes into the bathroom and protesters follow her and videotape her in there because they're angry that she's not going to vote for this ridiculous, progressive $3.5 trillion boondoggle to pay off constituents on the left. And they're angry at her. They videotape her. And what does Joe Biden do, the president of the United States? He laughs at that. She's part of his party. You know, this is insane. They are absolutely going insane. And then, of course, the Attorney General goes after parents angry at school board meetings. You know, this is we're getting to a point where people are so frustrated, where average Americans are being hampered and inhibited by this. You know, unions are siding with the administration on forcing teachers unions to get vaccinated. And they're like 30% of their constituents don't want to be vaccinated because they look at it, they've got they're educated, they're taking a look and saying, this isn't something I want to do. And the union is leaving them hanging. This is the type of thing that, you know, is just absolutely destroying all civil society. They are dividing, and they're doing it on purpose. And a handful of very influential, powerful political powers are doing this in order to incite anger and frustration. And the only way it's going to stop is when those people are silenced, when they're actually shut out. And I hope that's through the ballot box and not through violence.
Let me ask you a question. In terms of a national leader right now, somebody who's getting more and more press, and I'm thinking more and more about, I'd like to get your opinion on this guy, and that is a man from New Jersey, Chris Christie. What's your opinion of him?
I think Chris Christie's bombastic, self-absorbed guy. Yeah, he's getting a lot of attention because he's on ABC as a contributor. But he's self-centered, political, powerful guy. And I think he basically believes in the MAGA, you know, keep America as, you know, as number one, you know, keep America great. But at the same time, he's a political opportunist and he's going to take advantage of whatever he can. And I'm pretty much sick of people like that. I'm pretty much sick of the institutionalized leaders. And I can't stand the Republican Party right now because they're grifting off the population by saying they're going to do this or saying they're going to do that to try to raise money, but they're actually doing nothing to defend individual rights, with the exception of a very few vocal and very stalwart individualists like Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Rand Paul, some of these others. But the rest of the party, you know, I think it's failing miserably to achieve anything. And I think Chris Christie's a part of that. I think he's an institutional guy. That's my view.
Jimmy, give me some alternatives then, would you?
I think that what's going to happen, and I see what's happening now, the House will probably shift back to Republican control. If the House shifts to Republican control, it's going to be because of Keep America Great type people, MAGA people that support Donald Trump. Then you're going to see this entire Biden plan kind of have to crumble because they're going to have to actually negotiate with people. They can't continue down this road. There'll be a lot of investigations. And then I see Donald Trump stepping back in a 2024 election. I think right after the 2022 midterms, if things go well, then he'll step back into it. I think what's going to happen is he is going to be much more prepared. And if you watch Steve Bannon, or if you hear, listen to Steve Miller or any of some of these, Stephen Miller, some of these other very influential people that were in the previous administration, they are preparing a shadow cabinet. They are going to look at D.C. They will be ready day one and understand the battle that's going on in America for the soul of America. And they will be very, very quick to act rather than being completely hampered and hamstrung as they were over the 4 years of the first Trump presidency. And then I see DeSantis coming in behind I think DeSantis is probably right now the youngest and most influential and very powerful potential leader for this nation, but he's going to need someone to shoot everybody up. When I say shoot everybody up, I'm being sarcastic. He's going to need somebody that kind of cleans house, and then he and some of these other younger, more motivated people that are not so corrupt will be able to take over and carry forward and bring America back.
And so what I'm hearing you say, Jimmy, is you're saying that the answer in the next election is, number one, the Republicans, you feel, could very possibly here get back into power. And you think if that happens in the next major election, 2024, you think Trump will be reelected president of the United States. Is that correct?
That's my view. That's the way I see it. And what I think, the only way the Democrats can continue with, I mean, they're going against so many strong public opinions. You know, the border crisis, 70% of the people want the border shut down. You know, that this is ridiculous, and they're going against that. People are frustrated with the COVID response. The vast majority of Americans are sick and tired of it. They continue to push these agendas, and the only way they can be successful is if they cheat. And if they've got that much control over the system, oh my God, we're all in trouble because we're going to turn into communist China. But I don't think they do. And the reason why I think they're going to be very rudely awakened is because of all those Republican legislatures from the 2020 election have placed different rules to keep from being able to do the same things they did with the mail-in ballots and with the corruption in the 2020 November election. So I think they're going to have to face reality. And I think Americans are just done with it. And they're done with these progressive ideologies. And I think that's where we're headed. I think that there's a good opportunity to bring back America over a period of time because, yeah, there is just so much frustration if we can survive that long. And that's questionable, actually, the way the Biden administration is acting.
Jimmy, final word. 10 minutes and 55 seconds we've been into this thing. I think we've said everything that we can say, expressing our frustration. There is an awful lot of frustration right now, and I'm feeling badly about that. Any final word, Jim?
No, I'm trying to stay optimistic and positive. It's very challenging right now, but I think we all and our listeners need to do that, and we also need to get involved, have to make a difference, say something, write something, volunteer, do something in a positive way for our communities.
I agree, and we're going to try to turn this show into a forum where we can get that accomplished, at least by getting the word out. Jim, always a pleasure. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
You bet.